Part 3. Directions.
You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Michael. Can I have a word?
Certainly, Megan. Come in. How is preparation for the conference going?
Well, that's what I wanted to speak to you about.
No problems, I hope.
No real problems. But I've just finished writing my presentation, and really I have no idea if it's at the right level for the audience. I was wondering, since you've been to a lot of these conferences, if you could listen to my presentation and tell me what you think.
Yes, of course. However, I have a deadline on Thursday, and my schedule's pretty full. When's your conference?
The 10th.
Oh, okay. You have a bit of time, then. How about Friday the 5th in the morning?
That would be great. Thanks.
32. How does Megan feel about the presentation she will give? What is true about Megan? 34. What will happen on Friday the 5th? 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'm not sure if I'm in the right place, but I'm looking for some information on your organization. You see, I've just graduated, and I'd like to get involved doing some voluntary work with disabled children this summer. I have my CV. Am I in the right office?
No, I'm afraid you want to talk to Anna in 261B. She's not in this afternoon, though. She only works from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day.
Oh.
But do come back tomorrow if you can. I know she's always looking for volunteers.
35. What is the woman trying to do? 36. What does the woman need to do next? 37. How could the man be best described? 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Did you manage to book our flights?
Yes. This morning we'll leave at 18:45 on Thursday and arrive at 22:10 in Berlin. Then we'll return...
Wait a minute. Didn't Elsie tell you that I'm not available on Thursday evening? I have to work until 8 p.m. I said specifically that I need to go Friday morning. We don't have to be there till afternoon, after all.
Oh, no. I didn't hear anything about this.
Great. What are we going to do now?
Well, I just have to call back and change your ticket, I guess.
38. How does the woman feel? 39. Why did the man make a mistake? 40. Why couldn't the woman go on Thursday evening? 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Lovely day, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's just a shame we're stuck in here behind computers.
Couldn't agree more.
You can say that again. Any exciting plans for the weekend?
Yes. Todd and I want to take the kids to the seaside. I hope the weather holds up.
What a shame we can't take Sundays. You know, like sick days. One day a month in cases of exceptional weather to maintain our mental health and well-being.
Oh, you know what our manager would have to say about that.
We sure do.
41.
What would the first woman like to be doing on the weekend?
42. What is the tone of the man's words? 43.
What is the relationship between the three speakers?
44-46. Refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. Do you have a minute?
What is it, Tim?
Well, you know we have this environmental report that needs finishing by Monday.
I certainly don't know how I'd forget about that.
Yes, well, I wanted to let you know that there's no way I'm going to finish my section.
Why is that?
It's just not realistically possible. Lots of problems in the data.
Yes, most of us are struggling. I guess I'll have to try to arrange an extension. Thanks for letting me know anyway.
44.
Why does the woman say, "Yes, most of us are struggling"?
45. What was the purpose of the man's conversation with Miss Johnson? 46. What is the relationship between the man and Miss Johnson? 47-49. Refer to the following conversation.
Have you heard? Laura got a job offer from a university in Australia.
Really? That was quite a good position, wasn't it? Do you think she'll take it?
I don't know. I think she might. When I met with her for coffee and she told me the news, her eyes were sparkling and she had a huge smile. She was talking mostly about the disadvantages, though.
What a hard decision. Australia is very far away. She would miss her family and friends.
Yes, but I think she would love the adventure, though.
47.
What does the woman imply when she says,
"Her eyes were sparkling, and she had a huge smile"?
48. What does the woman think Laura will do? 49. Why does a man think it would be hard for Laura to decide to take the job? 50-52. Refer to the following conversation.
So, did you buy the car in the end?
No, actually.
You didn't? You were so excited about it last week.
Yes, that car was a super deal, and I loved the color. But I've decided that I don't need a car. What would I be using it for? Really, only trips on the weekend. I take the underground to work, and that's fine. I could just rent a car for the weekend sometimes, and it would come out a lot cheaper.
Yes, but I think if you have to rent a car, you would be much less likely to go. If the car is sitting there waiting, you're almost obliged to go on a trip.
50. How did the man feel when he heard about the woman's decision? 51. How often does a woman think she would use the car? 52. What does the man think is the problem with renting a car? 53-55. Refer to the following conversation.
I don't know what to do about my new office mate. She sits next to me all day and never says a word to me. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Have you tried to talk to her?
Yes. At first I always said hello and tried to chat a little. And she responded politely, but if I don't speak first, she acts like she doesn't even see me.
She sounds a bit stuck up to me.
Maybe she's shy. I just keep trying to be friendly.
But what if it bothers her?
Why don't you ask if it bothers her?
You've got nothing to lose, have you?
53. How is the woman feeling? 54. Why is the woman unhappy with her office mate? 55. How does a man think the woman should be? 56-58. Refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me.
Yes, can I help you, sir?
I hope so. There's a bit of a problem with my order. I specifically asked for a salad without tomatoes because I really can't stand them. And now, here is my side salad with tomatoes in it. Okay, it's not the end of the world if I don't eat it because at least I've got the steak and chips. But it's just that I specifically asked...
Oh, I'm very sorry. I guess the chef didn't notice my note. Just a moment, and I'll bring another.
56. What food does the man not like? 57. If the man doesn't eat his salad, what will happen? 58. How can the woman be described? 59-61. Refer to the following conversation.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know that the proposal went really well. We've got the contract, and we're doing the park.
That's fantastic. It was a fun space to work with.
Your design was really original and fun, particularly the children's play area. So thanks for all your hard work.
I'm glad they liked it. When do they want us to start?
As soon as possible, really. I told them we were available to start in April. We need to find some people to do the landscaping and the construction.
59. What is a man's job? 60. What was the man's attitude towards his work? 61. Why is the woman speaking to the man? 62-64. Refer to the following conversation.
Have you had many sales this week?
It's been very slow. I'm still waiting for my first buyer. I sold 2 last week, and I had a couple that were very interested in a house in town. I need to sell 3 more by the end of the month to reach my target.
I don't know what to do with myself all day. This economic depression is stopping people from buying. People seem to be reluctant to even look at the moment. I wish they'd be a bit braver and buy while the prices are down.
I'm going to pop out for a bite to eat.
Are you going to the cafe or the canteen?
I thought I'd go to the store as I left my sandwiches in the fridge at home again.
62.
Look at the graphic. Who is currently interested in buying some property?
How does the man feel? 64. Where is the woman going now? 65-67. Refer to the following conversation.
Did you get the memo about Tuesday's meeting?
The one about the Parson project in the morning?
No, that's for the administration. I mean finance department. The design meeting is in the afternoon.
I guess management will be their usual annoying selves. They never contribute anything useful to the meetings.
I'm tired of these meetings. They should just let us get on with the job. I can't wait to really get involved with the main project, but they keep delaying everything.
65. Which department do the speakers work in? 66. What is the woman's attitude towards the managers? 67. How does the man feel? 68-70. Refer to the following conversation.
So are you going to buy that house?
We decided against it in the end, after a lot of indecision.
I thought it was your dream home.
I got carried away with the village, but the property itself wasn't really what we need as a family. The garden was acceptable, although it could have been a bit bigger, and the view was nothing special.
Yeah, I need a big garden to grow vegetables.
Absolutely.
I know you have a budget that you can't go over, so maybe you need to rethink what is really important to you. That house obviously wasn't right despite the great location.
Bill has a point there, Jane. We can't go over $200,000.
68.
How did the first man feel when he heard about the woman's decision? Look at the graphic. Which property are they discussing?
70.
What does Bill think the woman should do?